Okay, today's daf is Pesachim Kuf Tes Vav Amun Aleph. Let's talk about the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah and some of the Prate Dinim of the mitzvah. The Chassam Sofer points out that this is the only mitzvah d'oraisa of eating that we have today. We don't have the mitzvah of Kachim, we don't have the mitzvah of Truma, but we have the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, the only mitzvah d'oraisa. Achilas Marah Bizman Azez Durabanan. So let's talk about three details that flow from yesterday's daf and from today's daf. First, again, today's daf speaks about the mitzvah of matzah being daraisa. Regarding the mitzvah of korech, we make the bracha of alachilas matzah, and then we make the bracha of alachilas maror, and then we eat the matzah and the maror together. Zechel mikdash kehillel, different details of eating matzah. So how fast does one have to eat the matzah? Right, when does one eat the matzah, and how quickly does one have to eat the matzah? So there is a trumas hadeshen. The trumas hadeshen writes, in Simin Kuf Lamid Tes, Risrael Israelin writes there, Sheila, Kazaya Shal Matzah Vishal Mar, Tzorach Lobolo Babas Achas Olo. Does one have to swallow them at once or not? Says the Gemara, says the Trumas Hadeshen, Yira de Mitzvah Mana Mufchar, Livloa Kala Kazayas, Kishuhu Merusak Babas Achas. But if you have a whole matzah, you can't fit a whole matzah into your mouth at once. But if it is Merusak, it is crushed up, so then it is Mitzvah Mana Mufchar, said the Trumas Hadeshen, to have it all in your mouth at once and then swallow it. Then, meaning in one lengthy gulp, let's call it. Because that's what it appears in Arvei Pesachim. He says, that which it says on today's daf, karcho bebas achas va'ochlo, right, that's what it says within Hillel. He used to be korechi bebas achas and eat it. Pirish, hayanotol kezayis matzah, v'kezayis marar, v'kezayis charoses, all in once. You see from there, bas achas. You see that from the words of Hillel, so that's what he says you have to eat together, so whatever we have to eat together would have to be bas achas too. V'yim tomar hech matzli beis ablia kulehai, how can the throat have so much in it at once? Da kezayis hayno chatzi beitza. V'yish lomar, duhudafka kshemachol shalim. When it's whole, then it's trouble getting in there. Avokashu merusak machzik tvei. But when it is crushed, you can hold more. Kshu magia lebeis ablia merusak. By the time it gets to the back of your throat, then it is merusak. Lachach machzik kulehai adkan. Mikan muchach, that's a lashon of, that's all from the Mordechai. So mikan muchach, tein lepolo hazayi shal matzah matmat. Don't do it little by little. Dim lo kein lo havikashamidi. Because if it's one after another, just to process, then what's the Mordechai's issue of how much could you fit? So it must be that after you bebas achas. And he says, hu adin, that's all within Hillel. And hu adin lididon, zayis echad shal matzo o shomarar. V'yavaga, fine. That is the Trumas Hadeshen. And the Magen Avraham quotes this Trumas Hadeshen. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tuf Ayin Hey, in the Simen about Leil HaSeder, Tuf Ayin Hey, Sif Dalid, says the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch talks about the order, Nitilat Shadayim, and you take the Matzahs Keseder, and the Yochlein Beheseba Biyachad Kezayis Mikol Echad. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Yida Kezayis Mikol Echad, says the Magen Avraham. Truma Sadeshen, Kasav Jarach Lito Kazayas Biachab Lavlov, the Kakaz Beis Yosi Bishim Tosfas, Adkan Lashono, Mashvami Lashono, did die Kishiv La Kazayas Achad Bavas Achas. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says Lachachil, you should have two Kazayasim, one for Matzah, one for Ha Motzi, but only one of the Kazayasim has to be, should be Bavas Achas. And that's what he quotes from the Truma Sadeshen. Mikan Muchach, this is all a quote, he quotes that all from the Truma Sadeshen. Ad kan loshon amash with Israel dak shvel is aisach ba sachas u ma shakasha be shochan arach kshe yochlam bi yachad, that which the shochan arach said that you should eat it together, hainu shechlisa lepi ba sachas, that means that you should put it all in ba sachas. Not the Farish. Pashtus is the Shulchan Aruch does not quote this Shumas Hadeshen. The Magen Avraham is sticking the Shumas Hadeshen into the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say b'vasachas. You meant b'vasachas, you would have said b'vasachas. But that's the Magen Avraham. Maharil kasav, diyachol echol matmat. The Maharil says, the Magen Avraham says, no, you can eat it little by little. Meaning, regular eating. U'bavachol yishab achilos yosir mechli achilos pras. You shouldn't wait more than achilos pras, how long that takes, but you can eat it normally. Aval besif vav mashma, dafka b'dieved yatsa. But if you look in Shtifav here in the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like there's only b'dieved ma'at ma'at. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara that we had on yesterday's daf. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ochal kechatzi zayis, v'chazer v'ochal kechatzi zayis yatsa. If you eat a chatzi zayis, and then you eat another avik zayis within achilas pras, yatsa, you are yotze. Uvavachal yishav ben achilas chaverta yotze michde achilas pras. So the Magen Avraham says that sounds like a lashon b'diavad. If you eat half, then you eat half. You're yotze. Meaning lachatchilo, you should eat the whole thing at once. The whole thing b'vasachas. That is the Magen Avraham's diak. Others say, what kind of diak is that? No, that shulchan, that halacha. Why is it a lashon b'diavad? They should be mafsik with something in between. If you eat half a kehavikazayas, then you take a break. Then you eat another kehavikazayas. That's b'diavad. But if you would eat it all straight, even laat laat maat maat, without a hafsik in between, that's lachatchila. That's not such a proof. But that's what the Magen Avraham tries to prove. And then the Magen Avraham says the last line: v'chein mashma bechulin sof perek zayin the tzarech levloa biyachad. So too, the end of the seventh parak of Chulin, it's mashma. So what is that? Right, he doesn't say anything. So for that, you look in the Machzor Shekel. Machzor Shekel on the bottom of the Magen Avraham, who quotes and explains the Magen Avraham and the Tazis, he says, that's in the Chulin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amabez. If you look all the way in the end of the seventh parak of Maseches Chulin, the last amud of Parak Yid Hadashem, so the Shulchan, the Gemara says on top, Chilko mi bachutz mahu. This is talking about the Isser of Abram min Hachai. Right, if I split it, mi bachutz. What does that mean? Many different pshatim in the Gemara. According to Rashi, maybe the Magen Avraham has a raya. According to the other Rishonim, maybe not. But chilko mi bachutz, Rashi says, chilko mi bachutz l'kezayis Abram min Hachai, nechlak l'shnayim. You have a kezayis of Abram min Hachai, and you split it into two. Kodem shi'nenu l'tok pi'ev before you put it into your mouth. Va'achal zeh levado v'achakach chas yasheni. You'd each half separately, mahu. Mi mitztarfei l'chiyuvei, reading Rashi, mi mitztarfei l'chiyuvei k'chol shari surim. Is it mitztarfei like all other isurim? That you split it in half and you eat it one after another, you still chayev. The kaimel on the mitztarfei shiurayu l'chatzon, bito k'dei achilas pras, k'damrin perak basa de yuma, like it says in Yuma Dapei, o dilma kivan de chidishu. Or do we say, since it is a chiddush, meaning Avram and Achai itself is a chiddush, ta'gidin va'atzamos da'alma lo machai v'yalayu v'hakam achayiv, here it's a chiddush, ve'ema ein l'chabo elech kudusho. Maybe I should say limit the chiddush, and therefore, v'chiyach le'bas achas mechayiv, and only if you eat it, v'bas achas, would you be chayiv, d'stam achila, v'bas achas mashma. Because stam achila is b'bas achas, but if it is l'chatzain, so then you would not be chayiv. So, what does Rashi say there? Stam achila is b'bas achas. Only where you have a chiddush and a limud to teach you that if it's not b'bas achas, would it be yotzei? That's when it would be required. But again, the Magen Avraham says here by the mitzvah of achilas matzah, maybe you don't have a limud, and because you don't have a limud, then you wouldn't be able to say that you could eat it lachatzot. So that is the Magen Avraham's chumrah based on the Chumash Hadasha. But he does quote the Maharil as we saw that does not require it, and the Pashas of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, they do not quote the Chumash Hadasha. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the Chumash Hadasha is not quoted by other Rishonim, by earlier Rishonim. It's not quoted. Right? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, v'shamanu midibur Rabbeinu Beis Yosef, tehidur ha-mitzvah levloa kol shnei hazeisim biyachad, ulechol ha-bachos ha-kizayis, mikol makom ikir mitzvah kenu v'chulu, umikol makom lo matzidu l'rishonim, shiatzvichu ken lecha v'as achas. The Rishonim don't mention this. V'hamare v'davka b'yisurim. K'dei achilas pras. V'hamare'il kasem l'furish, yachol lechol ma'ad ma'ad, u'bavad shalo yisha yosem, ich'dei achilas pras. V'rizi mishakas avdachs b'siv vav soser zeh. The Magen Avraham says, I look in siv vav, that it's only b'di'evit if you eat chatzi mar of a chatzi mar. V'li nir adenin is elezeh. The siv vav, as we said before, doesn't have any relevance to our case. The b'siv vav ma'iri shochal chatzi zayis u'mafsik. V'zeh v'adai e'nachon l'chatchila. Aval kisha ochal ritzufim. But if you eat run right after another, where do you find that you have to eat all at once? And then in parentheses, umachakaz v'amogan Avraham misof perget anasha tamahani tahasam be'aver ben achai to be an aver shalem. There is a separate din of bas achas because there it's aver. It's a din of aver. Mikomakom he says, look, keep it yasam ipi rabbeinu beis Yosef yesh lizarim efshal alasos kain. If you could do it, great. But if not, one doesn't have to do it. And that's what many poskim say. One doesn't have to stuff their mouth with the matzah. You know, eat normally. Eat normally straight without taking a break. And it'll take a couple of minutes, but that's what you do. If you look in Rav Nevenzal's Haggadah, Rav Nevenzal has in his Haggadah in the Dine Matzah before Achilas Atzah, he quotes from Rav Lezer Yehuda Finkel, Rosh Hashivas Mir, Af Shehichmar Alatzmo Chumris Rabos, Lo Ra'o Lenachon, Lahachmir, Lechol Asakadai, Basachas. Even though he had many Chumris, he did not take on this Chumra. He didn't think it was appropriate. Va'amar Lisha, Betok Shtei Takot, Mikri Basachas. 2 minutes, within 2 minutes, that's also Basachas. You can eat a Kazayas within 2 minutes, within a few minutes. Ve'heiru Shemarana, Shlomo Zalman, Lo'achol Asakazayas Basachas, Va'achlo Ma'an Ma'adab Mehiris. Shlomo Zalman also, right, I saw also quoted elsewhere, that Shlomo Zalman said, it's impossible that the Torah would demand for you to eat in a way that's not just derech eretz. That's not a normal eating. It's impossible. The Torah would demand you to stuff your mouth. It's impossible that that would be the mitzvah's achila. And therefore, you just eat it. You eat it straight. You don't take a break. And in that way, you'd be yotze your mitzvah. And that's what the Piskei Teshuvos also quotes from other achronim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and the Chazon Ish, lo echnisa lo peva basachas el ochol k'darko toch Gimel, we're gone. You just eat normally. Fine. So again, that's where this comes from, of this Basachas issue, the Shumas Hadesh, the Mungan Avram, but many Gdolim say that just eat normally and without taking a break, and in that way one would be Yotze. But again, it comes from the Kerch of Basachas on our daf. Number one. Number two, the other issue relating to Tam Matzah, the Tam of Matzah. So we spoke about Basachas, now we talk about the Gemara. The Gemara here says that we're worried about the Maror being Mevat of the Tam of the Matzah, and Maror is Darabanan, and Matzah is Daraisa, and therefore it is a problem, and that's why we eat them separately, right? That's what the Gemara says towards the bottom, that we don't just do Hillel. We do it separately, so one is not mivato. One is not mivato. Tosfos, the Gemara, just mentioned Tosfos. Tosfos says, Asim at the Rabbana, Mavatal Matzah Daraisa, Vekalshgain, di Elohavi Mara, Filimi Drabbana, the Mavatal Matzah. Right? If Mara wasn't even Drabbana, it would be even worse. Right? What about just spices? Vatashari, Matzah Mituveles, Lo Asu Besamim, Umavat Lo Lamatzah, Damon Abesamim, Kim Davar Muat. You only put a little bit on, so it's not right, but Nafkamin, if you put salt on your matzah at the Seder. The question the Rishonim ask, Rabbeinu David here asks, and that is, we're worried that the maror is going to be mevatel the matzah. Doesn't require shishim, right? If it's less than shishim, we assume you still have the taste. So here, you're not going to have shishim and maror keneged in the matzah, right? So what's the worry? What's the gemara worried about? If you look at Rabbeinu David here, Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Ayin Ches also asks this question, but it's Rabbeinu David here. Rabbeinu David says, Tama huzeh. Dinami Sviralan de Mitzvah Mavalu Zuetzu. Even if you want to say the Gemara earlier on the daf, that mitzvos are mevatel ze'etze, lo amrinan she yevatlu ela kederach shahaheter mevatel ase'iser. Mitzvah mevatlu zuetzu, where does the concept of bitl come up? It's borrowed from the concept of iser v'heter. So it can't have stronger or more stringent laws than the iser v'heter bitl, so it has to be subject to those rules. So here too, why should a bittul work? She'imhu min b'mino. If that means min b'mino, omrin e'efshar shalo yirba min ha'chaver aviyah v'atlanu, k'zav min perak ta'arovas. Amar ish lakash ha'pigla v'anos v'atame sh'balon v'achlan pater e'efshar shalo yirba min ha'chaver aviyah v'atlanu. So if it's min b'mino, one is going to be rov of the other, and min b'mino is batal b'rov. Ava matza umara shehen shnei minin. But matza umara, which are two minin, min b'she'en o'mino, ein o'echan v'vata chaver ava b'she'ir b'olav. Right, rove is not going to be enough for bittul. The taima lo batil, right? The tam is not going to be batil in rove. Afal bishenomar mitzvah mavalu zuazu. Even if you say mitzvah mavalu zuazu, kishem shereish lakish savar sha asurid mevatlin zedzet. So what's going on here? So why should it be bittul? We should be worried about the mar being mevatil the matzah. So he says v'yaf shalomar. One answer. If you say mitzvahs mavat lozu azu, you can't put them together. Why? Shetam hamarar yoser gadol mitam hamatza. Upa'amim sheyivatol tam hamatza v'nimsa shalo yatsa ba yidei chovaso. What's number one? No, the tam hamarar is special. It seems like it's strong. The marar is strong, so it would be different rules than regular tam. By Marar, and therefore it is different. The Menachas Chinuch also mentions this in Mitzvah Vav. Number one, V'harav Mori Nero, he quotes his Rav, Haya Omer, She'ein HaKavana BeBittul Tamamish. It's not really Bittul. it's not really bittul that you would have to be subject to the regular rules of bittul. Ela sha'achilas matzah shehi mitzvah alav he betelam imenu kisha ochlin dvar shel rishus. It doesn't mean real bittul. It just means you have a mitzvah. And by a mitzvah, there has to be purity. There has to be just exclusivity. Exclusivity. And here, your mitzvah, daraisa matzah, will be clouded by a dvar rishus. And that would take away from the exclusivity and pureness of the matzah, and that's what it means. So that's the meaning. It's not subject to, it's not regular bittul, and therefore, you don't need to have it as shishim. Falonis chaver li, the Rabbeinu David doesn't like that answer. Vayosin nir lomar, he has a third answer. Shehu bittul achila, it's real bittul. Why? Shamar kshushal rishus yish lachushbo. Shema l'famim yehebo k'dei bittul shivalenu tama matzah. As you're eating, maybe there's going to be some of the matzah that's going to be in proximity with shishim amara next to it as you eat it. And that part of the matzah will be mevutal. O shema yehekim mafsik b'achilas matzah u'basalaspo, or maybe it'll be mafsik from the matzah that is not touching your throat, like I quoted Karachan Basiv, as we had. So, that's Rabbeinu David, various answers as to why we're worried about the bittul. Chassam Sofer notes in the Chassam Sofer Ashale, maybe the taste will be there. The taste will be there. This is similar maybe to number two that he said, but the guf ha-mitzvah might not be there. The mitzvah is the matzah. The mitzvah is not the tam ha-matzah. Therefore, even if mitam tam and shishim, the tam would be there, but it would still be connected to the minimizing the matzah. And that's why it would be a problem. So again, that's similar to the previous idea. Third idea. So we spoke about basachas, we spoke about matz and maror. What about if somebody can't chew? Somebody has difficulty chewing and they can't chew. So are you allowed to soak the matzah? So that's a beferish gemara. Matzah shruya, right? Soaking. That's okay. But what about breaking it into tiny little pieces? So again, the gemara on today's daf, bala matzah yatzah. The gemara says if you swallow matzah yatzah, bala maror lo yatzah. Right on the base. Balamarer, you're not Yotze. Why? Because there's no need. By matzah, there's no need for chewing or pashtus tasting. Right? Pashtus, you don't need to even taste it. What's the problem with this? The Me'iri. The Me'iri, Mesechas Brachas, on Taf, Lamaches, where the Gemara there says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that Bala, the Yotzin, the Gemara there says, the Brisa, that you're allowed to soak matzah. You're not allowed to cook matzah. Why? Yosim berkika sharu yibavach lo nimuach. Avalein yosim berkika mavushal. Afila lo nimuach. Why? Because if you cook it, you don't have the tam matzah, and therefore, you are not yotze. What do you mean you don't have the tam matzah? You don't need the tam matzah. What do you do? How do you put together psachim, kuf tez vav mabez, and brachas daf lamed ches? Brachas lamed ches, you don't need tam matzah. I'm saying you do need tam matzah. While here in Psachim, you don't need tam matzah. Bala matzah yatzah. So the Me'iri says, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes in Taf Samach Aleph. Let's just read it in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Taf Samach Aleph, Zif Dalet, Yotzei Adam Matzah Shruya. Somebody needs to soak matzah. They could soak it if somebody has trouble chewing, and then it's very soft. Bushaloni mucha, as long as it doesn't fall apart. Avalim bishlein yotzeba, but you can't cook it. You can't cook it because then it's not going to taste like matzah. We'll get to more details of shruya soon. But first, the Me'iri says, so what do you do here? So the Me'iri's answer is, at least if it is bala matzah, it is ra'ui for taste. As long as it's ra'ui for taste, had you chewed it, that's good enough. Based on Rebbe Zeira, kalaroi labila, ein bila makeves. Some halachas are a din in potential. When it's cooked, then it's not tasteable anymore like matzah, and that's why it's a problem. But here, it is tasteable. You just didn't taste it, but that's good enough. Bazu ro'i latam matzahu v'chal sharei labila ein bila makeves bo. Beautiful answer of the Me'iri. The Rabbi Menoch also says it. The Aruch HaShulchan also says something similar, that by mevushal, you never taste it. At least by bala matzah, your b'nei me'ayim taste it. Your b'nei me'ayim taste it. Says the Magen Avraham, says the Aruch HaShulchan, in Tav Samach Aleph Sif Ches, Hainu Dolo Beinan Shiyitom Tam Matzah Befiv, Kamo Maror, Kamo Shkadav Sham, Ava Mikomacham Tzricha Lios Tam Matzah Bemeyav, Ube Bishol Harihu Keino Matzah Klau, according from the Taz. It's like not matzah, because it is not tasteable. Yisrael Rabbeinu Yonah, there in Brachas, has a different answer to this question, right? Mevushal is not a problem of lacking tamatza. You don't need tamatza. Like Agamar says, bala matza yatza. The problem is that the tam becomes better with bishul, and it turns into matza ashira, which you're not yotze with. That's the problem. If you look in the Rabbeinu Yonah, on Maseches Brachos, there on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph in the Dafei Harif, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, let's just find it. Mishud bina tam matzah baleka. V'teima huze halashon shlomatzinu bina tam matzah. Who says you need tam matzah? You know, the Gemara says you don't need tam matzah. Elo lechem oni. U'mefarshim rabbani tzarf azal d'bina tam matzah aniya v'leka. V'zu kivan shimu v'shelas havila matzah ashira. And therefore, you need tam matzah aniya and not ashira. L'maisa, so again, we paskin bala matzah yatsa. So Rav Moshe writes in Arachayim, Dalet Mem Chav Gimel, if one needs to crush it into tiny little pieces, into crumb-like, so you would still make hamotzi on that, so l'chor, it's still matzah, therefore you'd be able to use it. It's better to do that than, but poskim say, than soaking it, but if you need to soak it, it's okay. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha discuss here. In Taf Samach Aleph, I'll just read some of the halachas, the details that you could soak it. Yotze, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Hainu Bidi Evid. Bidi Evid, if you need to soak it, you can. Ulozakin ulachol, a shakash ulachol matzi yaveshon, a zakin ulachol that can't eat dry matzah, mutra afilach adchilo, lishros a matzah b'mayim. Right, you can soak it in water. Achzorach lizar, but one has to be careful. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chol Yaakov, shetzorach lizar shalo yeshurim eis leis. You can't soak it for 24 hours because then you get into kavish kemavushal. Right, what we had earlier in the Masechta. Right, kavish. If you soak something after 24 hours, it could be considered cooking for certain halachas, and therefore one shouldn't soak it for 24 hours. Pashtus, it would fall apart by then. You're not going to soak it for that long. And then shruya, you're allowed to soak it in what? In what liquid? So b'mayim, in water for sure. What about other liquids? The amutal esrosa b'shar mashkin umei peros oben marak yesh deos ben aposkim. There are different deos because maybe I don't know. Maybe in water it would still be hard for certain people to get it down their throat. So yesh deos yesh omri mi quotes to usser lefishim mefigin es tam amatzah shenosin batam shalahem the yesh omrim, and others say there are long sharatzians here going through the achron. The yesh omrim dafkei de bishol mefig tam matzah veloi de shriya. If it's needed, I will shar kol adam shachol matzah shruya b'shar mashkin. Other people eat matzah shruya lo yatsa and should eat another piece of matzah. The Bir Halacha says v'yesh od eitza l'misha asa shkashal lechol matzah yevesha shiyochol matzah miforeres afshu kekemach. Even if it's like flour, it's crushed up. If that would work, umavarchan alzei amotzi achilas matzah obavad shiyochal. Kazayas, as long as one eats a kazayas. These are some of the details about the tam of matzah.